Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Future Husband. Present Prayers, How Praying While You Wait Transforms Your Singleness and Prepares You for Marriage by Christian Bever is a Christian nonfiction book aimed primarily at single women who desire marriage but want to approach that desire with spiritual intention rather than frustration or passivity. The book presents singleness as a meaningful season that can be shaped by prayer, reflection, and deliberate preparation for a future relationship. Drawing on Bever's own experience and faith-based perspective, it argues that praying for a future husband can change how women understand waiting, identity, and readiness for marriage. The work combines devotional guidance with practical structure, including prompts, sample prayers, and encouragement for journaling. Its purpose is not simply to help readers hope for marriage, but to help them transform longing into an active practice that strengthens faith, clarifies priorities, and supports emotional and spiritual growth during singleness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, prayer is an active response to singleness rather than passive waiting. Another important aspect is that the book treats prayer as a way to shape expectations. Rather than waiting with anxiety, readers are encouraged to wait with faith and specificity. The emphasis on active waiting aligns with the book's broader goal of helping women feel they are contributing to their future marriage now, not just anticipating it later. That is a significant distinction from books that only offer reassurance or dating advice. Here, the spiritual discipline itself is presented as formative. Secondly, how praying for a future husband is meant to transform the reader's heart. The practical value of this approach is that it connects longing with sanctification. The reader is not simply waiting to be chosen, she is being formed in the waiting. That makes the book especially relevant for Christians who want spiritual language for a deeply personal desire. It provides a framework in which emotional readiness is as important as relational readiness, and where prayer is seen as a means of growth rather than a substitute for growth. Thirdly, guided prayers and prompts that make the book usable, not just inspirational. The guided elements also reinforce the book's main thesis that intentionality matters. If prayer is meant to prepare a person for marriage, then the process of praying must itself be thoughtful and sustained. The prompts likely help readers focus on themes such as discernment, character, and trust in God's timing. This makes the book useful for readers who prefer concrete exercises over theoretical teaching. It stands out because it turns a devotional concept into a repeatable practice. Fourthly, addressing the emotional pressures of modern Christian singleness, what sets this theme apart is the way it connects emotion to theology. The book does not treat feelings as irrelevant, but neither does it let them dictate spiritual direction. Instead, it offers prayer as a stable response to unstable emotions. For readers navigating disappointment or social pressure, this can provide a framework for endurance that feels both compassionate and grounded. Lastly, a kingdom-centered vision of marriage and relationship preparation. This kingdom-centered focus distinguishes the book from general Christian dating advice. It does not merely tell readers to wait for the right person, it asks them to become the right kind of partner and to pray for the right kind of union. That shifts the emphasis from self-protection to purpose. The practical effect is that readers may approach relationships with more discernment, less desperation, and a clearer sense of what faithfulness requires before marriage even begins. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for single Christian women who want a faith-based way to think about marriage, prayer, and the waiting season. It is especially relevant for readers who feel stuck between hope and frustration, or who want practical guidance for turning desire into spiritual discipline. The main benefit of the book is that it gives structure to a topic that can otherwise feel vague or emotionally charged. By combining devotional reflection, journaling prompts, and sample prayers, it offers a usable method rather than only encouragement. It can help readers clarify what they believe about God's timing, develop a more intentional prayer life, and approach future relationships with greater discernment, compared with many books in the Christian dating and singleness category. This one stands out because it focuses less on finding a spouse quickly and more on becoming spiritually prepared for marriage. Its emphasis on active waiting makes it distinct, and its practical format makes the message easier to apply. For readers who value prayer as a shaping discipline, it offers a focused and concrete resource. If you would like to support Christian Bever, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. Eskitstest. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.